Camelot.
Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table, three dots whenever we're able. We do routines to call the scenes, to footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more mid-table. The many times we give and rhymes that are quite unsingable. We're rock and mad in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram along.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Ma'am, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
From every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death, and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, Why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us, from every nation, come together and make that future a great one.
Parts we need, but we're slightly behind schedule.
How slightly?
6 to 9 years.
69 years?
No, 6 to 9 years.
Private! What happened to our thumbs?
Haven't seen him since yesterday, sir.
Darn you, Darwin!
Nobody goes AWOL on my watch. Private, you're coming with me. Rika, you're coming with me. Track him down and bring him in for court-martial.
That won't be necessary.
We've recruited a few extra thumbs for you, Skipper.
Monkey's uncle.
Oh, I doubt that.
Enough lollygagging. Now let's get to work. We'll divide into three groups. Group Alpha, you're in charge of sheet metal fabrication. Group Bronson, you'll handle assembly. Group George Prepard, you'll handle craft services. Any questions? Good. Now let's get to work.
I'd like to kiss you, monkey man.
All right, but you're so darn ugly.
Looks impressive, Kowalski, but... would fly.
Yes, if we fold it here, here, and here. Nice. Only two passengers unaccounted for, Skipper.
That's a number I can live with. Good landing, boys.
Who says a penguin can't fly?
Hey, happy slappers. Is there some reason to celebrate? Look at the plane.
We'll fix it.
Fix it? How are you going to fix this?
Grit, spin, and a whole lot of duct tape. We should be up and running in, say, 6 to 9 months.
69 months?
No, 6 to 9 months.
Kowalski.
I say we use this setback to our advantage.
Where do you pull that number out of, huh?
I want you to reconfigure the
great,
design.
That's a great
start reconfiguring.
How do you estimate that?
You, pretty boy. Why don't you and your friends dig a latrine? Maybe find water.
Hold on a second. Who made you king of the plane wreck?
Excuse me. Fine. You can be in charge. You fix the plane.
Who gives you the authority to put me in charge?
Okay, then. I'll remain in charge.
Yeah, that's right. You will remain in charge.
And you and your little hippie friends can stay out of our hair.
Correctamundo. Because I decided to.
Good for you.
Yeah, well, guess what? This discussion isn't over.
Hire mammals. You stay with us. We could use your front cortexes and opposable thumbs.
Phil, I should wash your hands out with soap.
The plane won't be fixed until the suits meet our demands. Now, about maternity leave.
Maternity leave? You're all males.
Look, we need that plane for a rescue mission.
Well, there's nothing I can do until we bust up this union.
I'm gonna get the busting up all of you if you don't get this plane going.
Can't you see these commies have my hands tied here? No maternity leave.
Maybe a certain someone wouldn't want these blowing around on the savannah. Hmm?
All right.
You get your maternity leave.
Finally!
We tried yet.
We haven't tried not trying to escape.
That might work. What about Edwina? How many more empty nests will it take?
Well, perhaps it wouldn't be empty if she'd spent more time laying and less time escaping.
So laying eggs all your life and then getting plucked, stuffed and roasted is good enough for you, is it?
It's a living.
You know what the problem is? The fences aren't just round the farm. They're up here, in your heads. There's a better place out there. Somewhere beyond that hill and... Well, it has wide open spaces and lots of trees and grass. Can you imagine that? Cool, green grass. Oh, feeds us. We feed ourselves.
Well, where's the farm?
There is no farm.
Then where does the farmer live?
There is no farmer, Babs.
Is he on holiday?
He isn't anywhere. Don't you get it? There's no morning egg count, no farmers, no dogs and coops and keys, and no fences.
In all my life, I've never heard such a fantastic
load of tripe!
Oh, face the facts, ducks. The chances of us getting out of here are a million to one.
Then there's still a chance.
Was that ant that stood up to me?
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
One ant. Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
If I were the devil... If I were the Prince of Darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and 4/5 of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
The table. All rise for King Caesar the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
Hello, everybody. Chicken Run. Knights of the Round Table is live. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazizradio.com and peopleforpeople.ning.com. And I'd like to thank everybody out there doing rebroadcasts and all that kind of stuff there. There's a lot of podcasts available if you're interested in hearing the Knights of the Round Table. We're also going to be airing for a while, at least on Friday nights on both ShazizRadio.com and PeopleForPeople.ning.com. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in this world. And there's a lot of crazy stuff being said. I posted some videos over there in the chat room. Normally, you know, I'll try to play a few podcasts or something like that from different videos. But these particular videos, I don't really necessarily think that they're worthy of putting on the air out there. Because Now, some of the language in there, drop an F-bomb here and there, but if that don't bother you, then the links are available for some of the movies that I was talking about over there in the Super Chat chat room. But I do got two podcasts that I want to play. They're just short ones, but trying to get a point out. And the point's already been made, but I don't know, maybe a different perspective on the matter might make a difference. The mainstream media, as far as I'm concerned, and it's been said, they've been called fake news, and they've been called the enemy of the people, and I truly feel like the mainstream media, both Hollywood and you know, news outlets out there, are the enemy of the people. If you really step back and you watch what's going on, what's being said, you know, the way that news is delivered to you, the propaganda, the, you know, blatant lies and so on down the line, you start to see a trend, for one, but you also start to see that there are people out there who buy into the propaganda. They buy into the lie. There are also people out there who have different ideologies or views and opinions on how, you know, our system should run. There's people out there that believe in some pretty extreme things. You know, gulags, like in the old Soviet Union, some of the terrible things that history talks about gulags, there are people out there who believe it. Project Veritas did a deal where inside the Bernie Sanders campaign, they actually had a man that thought that was a good idea, that he even said, you know, he's a communist, you know, that maybe you should either get out there, and of course I'm just paraphrasing, you have to listen to the video to get the exact words, but essentially is what they said was that, you know, if you don't do what you're supposed to during a revolution or something like that, well, yeah, they can either kill you or torture you or send you to a gulag and re-educate you and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I'm thinking about all this stuff, and I'm talking about, you know, like whenever I was telling everybody, go watch that that video series Jericho. It'll surprise you how they depict that, how people act in situations like a civil war or something like that. And it's pretty disturbing. You know, violence and depravity and moral decline, lies, propaganda, fake news, so much. We're bombarded constantly bombarded, pitted against one another, and the things that are said to get us angry. The things that are done. There are groups out there like Antifa that, you know, they think that violence is the way to do things. They think that that's how they're going to get whatever they want out of the deal. Most of those folks in that deal, they won't stand and fight. They'll do some dirty deeds and then, you know, run away, that kind of stuff there. But they use terrorist tactics to try to, you know, convince you that you better listen to them or else. It's not just groups like that, you know. If you actually really think about the concept of the governments that we've got out there, you know, you don't pay your taxes, there's a price to be paid. You don't conform to what you're supposed to, well, there's a price to be paid. And we're seeing more and more, you know, things that are basically violating human rights, civil rights, and so on, that are coming from laws that are, you know, basically passed by people that were supposedly representatives of the people. You know, it's just mind blowing. It's overwhelming. Some of the things that you know, they advocate for, you know, out there in the you know, government system and even the mainstream media, you know, are really anti-freedom. You know, this thing we talk about, freedom, most folks are programmed to want freedom. Well, I guess all folks are programmed to want freedom, but not programmed with the willpower to achieve it. It takes a lot. You know, there's a quote out there that says freedom isn't free. And it's true. You got to fight for it. You got to You got to preserve it. You got to do whatever you can. Here in the United States, whenever they finally formed the Constitution in the United States, and somebody asked them, what kind of government did you give us? And the man said, a republic, if you can keep it. That's because he knew that it was going to be a challenge just to keep the representative republic that the United States was founded on. You know, there are a lot of things that in history that, a lot of people violated and all that. I get that, folks. I'm not trying to say that this is the perfect system or the perfect country or anything like that. I understand that. There's a lot of things that we got to work through. But we're here in the here and now. It's 2020 now. And we got to figure out ways by which we can bring the people together. And unfortunately, at this stage in the game, there's those out there who feel like we need to collapse the entire system and start all over with some sort of communist or Marxist or socialist society. And they really don't care how they acquire this. You know, there are people out there who believe that the world is overpopulated and believe that, the ends justify the means. Bill Gates said through vaccines we can reduce the population. We can control the population of the world. That wasn't something I said. That was something he said. You know, being a wealthy man and actually having a platform to speak on in front of lots and lots of people. And the creepy thing about it was there were those in the crowd who actually applauded the words that came out of his mouth. So, you know, the things that the mainstream media allows to be said, the things that they say, the propaganda that they spread, the ways that they manipulate, information, and, just flat out lie about things. You know, there were Supreme Court cases where they said it was all right for the government to literally propagandize the people. There were cases where it said that law enforcement were, legally allowed to lie to you to get evidence. And of course, if it's on the other side, if it's on the flip side, and it's you lying to the law enforcement, well, you could be charged for that. And whatever the law enforcement says to you, is hearsay, but whatever you say to the law enforcement is evidence. And so you can see where there becomes a really serious imbalance between freedom, and the people and the representation. In the cartoon animation Chicken Run, they were trying to figure out a way to escape, And there were those that said we shouldn't be trying to escape. There were those who were able, were saying, well, it's a living. It's a, let's just stay here or whatever. But there are always going to be those in the system, the so-called matrix that we live in, that are going to protect the system. I mean, if the government is going to feed you, then why worry about it? If you got to go out and feed yourself, well, that takes effort. Some people just don't want to give that effort. Some people don't want to have to care for themselves. They want some sort of father or mother figure to do all the hard work for them, which is really sad. The problem that we face here in the United States, and I'm sure other places around the world, I can only speak for the United States because I actually live in the United States. So I can't speak for, all the different nations out there. But here in the United States, I've seen it all. I've seen how, public services such as food stamps and welfare can be abused. I've seen how they can get people into a state of mind to where they're, reliant on that. And then when it all falls apart, how angry they become because they aren't getting something that they feel like they are entitled to. Well, on the last nights of the roundtable, I did a really tough show about starvation and hunger around the world. and talked about reasonings why, you know, starvation. It's not because we don't have enough food to feed everyone in the world. It's because of the logistics. It's because of the politics, and it's because of governments that won't cooperate with each other. There's so much going on that at some point it makes people begin to feel hopeless. You know, we hear about wars and rumors of wars. We hear about plagues, famine, pestilence. We hear about weather disasters. We hear about all kinds of stuff through the mainstream media, constantly keeping each and every one of us on edge. If I had the opportunity to file a class action lawsuit against the mainstream media and even including the government officials that are out there doing what they do to the people, I would do it. I probably wouldn't win, you know, because they've got the funds, they've got the financing, they've got the power to manipulate the words. They got the media outlet, which is a powerful tool in this information war that we find ourselves at the displeasure of having to contend with. But there's some point they need to be held accountable for all the lies and the propaganda and the way that they make people's lives miserable. I can't sit around and listen to the news because it's depressing. It's aggravating. It makes me angry to listen to it because I know I'm hearing lies. And I know that other people out there are hearing lies. And the scary portion about that is that I know that there are people out there who actually believe these lies. They believe it enough to where they'll go on their social media or their alternative news outlets, networks, and they will go out there and they'll literally bash what the president, bash the president. It's this man's fault. He's a this, he's a that. But in reality, they've been programmed, they've been manipulated just like everyone else out there. They've been fooled, been played like a banjo. But yet they are so hateful towards this one particular man, whether it be for the way he looks or the way he acts or whatever. But folks, it's not one man, and it never has been one man that is responsible for all the atrocities of what's going on. This has been an ongoing thing for so long. There's been wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famine and pestilence and all this kind of stuff. There's been terrible deeds done, but it ain't one man. I don't care. You don't like the wealthy. Well, I get it. You know, they have more advantages than the average Joe, and we do need to end poverty in this world. But we need to proceed with common sense. There are folks out there who think, like a Robin Hood kind of thing. Rob from the rich and give to the poor. Well, even if you're robbing from the rich, you're still stealing. You're still lowering yourself down to the standards of the dark side when you steal from somebody else. It don't matter who you're stealing from. It don't matter why you're stealing from them. You're taking something that don't belong to you, If you're so upset about inequality, then it's time for you to get out there and be proactive in your community to uplift the standards of living for everyone out there. But when you get angry because you feel like you've been violated, or you listen to media out there, and then you go out there and you riot and you burn down your own communities and wonder why after that nobody wants to give you a job, common sense, it can go a long ways if you utilize it. At this stage in the game, I hesitate to say, because in today's day and age, if you talk about anything spiritual or, divine, a higher power such as God or our Creator or whatever, you come across some great scrutiny because of the way that people have been turned away from such talk, But I feel, honestly, deep down inside, we need some sort of divine intervention. Some sort of great spirit from the sky to come down here and set things straight. Because even though we have the capability to literally bring about a heaven on earth with the talents and the gifts that we've got. We still haven't figured out that we need each other to the extent where we're actually going to come together and get the job done. And you watch the way the mainstream media portrays freedom. They're always telling you about it. They make you want freedom. And you're programmed in your mind to believe in freedom. You're programmed in your mind to believe in free speech. But you're not encouraged to exercise the willpower to achieve it. You're not programmed with the willpower to achieve it. Why is that? Well, you know, there's a cartoon character out there, a cartoon that you see where they got a stick and they got a carrot on a stick, and the mule will continuously walk forward trying to get to that carrot. You know, the carrot out there on the stick, and you know, people want it, and so they'll keep walking towards it, you know, and so you get the work done without them even knowing they're doing the work for you. They just want that carrot. We got some really brilliant individuals in this world. We got some really talented, really gifted individuals in this world. We got people that are capable of doing amazing things. But they're not utilizing it. They're not bringing those talents and gifts together. On a small scale, in little pockets here and there, you do see that people are doing that. So, when I talk about divine intervention, you know, in my spiritual belief, there is a God. In yours, I don't know. I can't speak for you. I'm not going to try to convince you that there is or isn't. I'm just going to tell you that it works for me. So, there's a comment in the chat room, who's going to intervene? Well, unfortunately, I don't feel like anyone is going to intervene. I don't feel like any divine entity is going to intervene. I feel like that we've been given the free will that if it ever is to be done, it's going to need us to intervene. It's going to need we the people to realize that together, we need to work together. We need to come together and utilize everything that we've had, all the knowledge of all the things that have been done and said in the past. We can learn from past mistakes and not repeat those. Yeah, Anon6385 in the Shaziz chat room said, "You have the freedom of speech until you speak it." Well, that's basically what I've been explaining. You know, you're taught, you're programmed to want freedom, to believe in freedom, but you're not programmed with the willpower to achieve it. You're actually discouraged against achieving freedom. So if we live in this cage and we know that the man has got not got our best intentions, and we decided to develop a plan to escape from it, such as the social media, this outlet that we're on right now, where we're inside the cage and we're trying to reach outside the cage and talk to those out there. We're trying to talk to the ones inside, the ones in other cages, and we're trying to bring these people together so that they can understand where their true power really lies. And it's not an easy task, because the suppression on the social media networks out there, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all the different ones that you've heard regularly talked about, they don't want your voice heard. When you go look up a news deal, it used to be a time on YouTube where you put some sort of phrase in there, and it will bring up the most relevant videos to that phrase. But now, you do the same thing, and it will bring up the mainstream media's take on the matter. That it's all a conspiracy theory, that it's been debunked. And so, if that's the only news that anybody's getting, you're going to believe that that's all there is. And so, you're going to fall for the lie. we're often just, well, more than often, always lied to by our representation, by one another, by social media platforms, by mainstream media, by Hollywood, that constantly dangle that carrot out in front of you. And then there's those out there that feel like that the only way to get what they want is to become violent. The only way that they can get their agenda furthered is to suppress each other from freedom of speech. On one hand, it's, we're against the fascist, but then turning around and using fascist techniques to try to silence the opposition. The whole left-right paradigm should be understood as the two wings on the same bird, but it's not. Those of us out here who understand are tired. We're tired of being labeled, we're tired of being called racist and hateful and all these different nasty names that they use to try to make us feel shame or shame us in front of our peers. We're tired. And it's a continuous attack, it's a continuous assault on freedom, it's a continuous assault on morality and truth. Those of you that don't believe in the biblical version of life or history, I get it. I understand. But you gotta at least admit that sometime, a couple thousand years ago, somebody wrote some words of wisdom down that seemed to just like play out just like the book said. It's crazy. But you can't talk about that anymore. I can't share freely my views with a lot of the people in this world because the way that I was raised or the belief systems that I hold, you know, my faith or whatever, words like religion have become filthy words. They become taboo. You know, It's amazing. And all the rest of it, you know, the book is discredited because it was written by man. The book is discredited because of, circumstances or other things that were similar but not the same as the beliefs that I hold. There were atrocities committed in the name of God, throughout history, from every nation. There are atrocities committed for things that weren't nothing to do with God, that were just of man throughout history. And to try to bring all these people together with all these different things, there's a video out there called Zeitgeist. It goes in and it turns and it twists history to somebody who really doesn't look deep into why or where information came from. It would sound plausible. It would sound believable. And it would steer them away from any higher power, any creator or any God or anything like that. Maybe there isn't a God. Maybe there isn't no higher power. But if that's the truth, we're really in trouble. Because that means it's up to us. And the status quo and the track record of us humans, our track record stinks. The things that we've done to one another, the things that we've said to one another. If there is no God, you can't blame God for starving children in the world. And so where does the fault lie? Well, if there's no God, then it falls on us. So with or without a higher power, We have to figure out ways to bring solutions to the world to resolve all these problems that we have. So, no, I'm not here to convince you that there is a God. I'm not going to try to convince you that my spiritual faith, my walk in life is the right one. I have no agenda outside of the fact that I feel like I want to try to do something for this world to change the direction that we're in, because the direction that we're going, it keeps getting worse. Year by year, things get worse. Things are accepted now that weren't accepted prior. And if this generation that I'm from has seen the things that I've seen, imagine what your children's children are going to have to go through. Is this all going to finally fall apart until we break down into some sort of road warrior mentality to where the world is just a complete and utter chaos? Is that what you want for the future of humanity? Some people believe that we're a plague on this world that we live in. I hate to be the bearer of bad news for those who believe that way, but we are part of this world that we live in. We have a symbiotic relationship with the earth that we're standing on. We're part of this system. And luckily, however it came to be, this system has a good way of taking care of itself. It doesn't need us. We need it. We need what nature has to offer. And so if we're spending our time, our lives trying to be destructive to nature and each other, guess what? We're going to pay the price. All of us. It doesn't matter whether you got a mask over your face and you call yourself Antifa, or you got a hood over your hat and you call yourself the Klan. It don't matter whether you're black or white or yellow or orange or green or whatever. It doesn't matter. What really matters is that when this boat sinks, it's all hands on deck. We're all going down. Together. That'll be the first time in human history that we have all come together worldwide. Is the day that this world meets its final destruction. Some nations out there have a mutual assured destruction, which means if I can't have it, you can't have it either. I will blow it all up before I let you take over. Which to some extent, ironically enough, has been one of the reasons why we haven't went to the most extreme. Out of fear. But there's people out there who don't have problems lying to you. There's people out there that talk about executing you. There's people out there who think that to behead you is going to be a good thing. Where did all that come from? Where did all them lies and them propaganda, the ideology, where did all of that come from? Some of you sitting on the edge of your seat right now, oh, that came from religion. No, sir. No, ma'am. Did not. Did not come from God. It came from man. Just because somebody has a misunderstanding of old ancient writings doesn't mean that they have the answer. So, I say that if there's any book in this world that is subject to scrutiny because of the fact that it was written by man, that all information out here is under the same scrutiny because of the same reason. You have faith in scientists that have told you things for years. You weren't there. And unless you've actually observed and done the test, it's all theoretical, whatever. You've got people out there actually arguing over what shape the world is. Is it flat? Is it round? Is it concave? Is it convex? Is it hollow? Are we living in a hologram? Are we living in the Matrix? You got people out there that can't even come together on a consensus to the world that we live in. And they'll argue with each other. They'll fight. They'll talk to each other nasty. They'll say terrible things to each other. And I would even say that they would even go to the extremes and get violent with one another. So while the system plays its game on us, we're all out there pitted amongst each other. We're all trying to argue whether the earth is or isn't flat, or whether it is or isn't round, or whether there is or isn't a God, whether there is or isn't a one world conspiracy to enslave all of humanity. And just like the movie Chicken Run, it's all playing out just like real life. It's almost like the mainstream media, the entertainment industry, is mocking and ridiculing us. It's almost like they take great joy in rubbing it in our face that we are programmed to want freedom, we're programmed to believe in freedom, but we're not programmed with the willpower to come together and achieve it. Sometimes if you pay attention, the devil's in the details, folks. You know, there's a president out there right now, Trump. He's saying what I've been wanting to hear for a long time, the truth about the mainstream media. But am I snowballed to believe that he's the Messiah? That he's the Savior? No. Because I've been down this road before. I've heard people say things. I go about making my final decision on the final actions of whoever it is that is in charge at that time. So, he's still under the microscope. But some people out there are just bashing and bashing and bashing and bashing this man. Folks, he's just a man. He's only one man. He's not responsible for your actions. He's not responsible for Antifa. He's not responsible for the mainstream media. He's not responsible. He's responsible for what he has done in his life. So, everything's questionable. You know, I question my own faith. I question my own reality. I question every choice that I make. I question every bit of information that comes to me. I really seriously want to find the truth. But it's not easy. In the chat room, I can't even pronounce your name. I'm sorry. It starts with a U, J-W-A-I-G. Have you questioned why you feel this way and where this comes from? Yeah. On a daily basis. On an hourly, minute by minute, I question. What is it that makes me feel this way? Am I being manipulated? Is it the 5G or the 4G? Is it the 3G? Is it the government's doing what they do? And I even questioned, there's a Anon 8654 said some Christians say he's Jesus. I know the story of Jesus. And I've explained to people in this world why I call myself a Christian. There were words that a man spoke a couple thousand years ago. And as I read those words, I believe that those are the right words to speak. I believe in doing unto others as I'd have them do unto me. The Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. You know, golden rules. Do no harm. It doesn't matter. Look, regardless of what you believe in this world, whether higher power or not, there are some things that we should be able to agree on. The way we treat one another, to do no harm. We all should be able to agree on that. But there's some folks out there believe that there are excuses, there are circumstances where it is okay to violate that. It's okay to do harm. It's okay to go to war. It's okay to kill under certain circumstances. The thing is, whatever, whoever, however, we all formulated all these differences of opinions on each other and life in general, we have to step back at some point and we got to figure something out. Whether we're being manipulated or programmed or whatever, we have to figure something out, because the way that society is going now, the future of humanity looks bleak. I am constantly on a journey to seek the truth. I don't want to be lied to, and I don't want to lie to anyone. If I could go back in time, and if I could see everything firsthand, witness it, and experience it, and listen to all the information presented to me, and come back with the truth, I would shout that truth from all different points of the globe, or the flat plane, whichever it is you believe we live on. But unfortunately, if you want to be intellectually honest with yourself, you don't even know. None of us know the actual truth of anything. We're at the mercy of information that we've gathered. Yeah, there's books. There are books that a lot of people believe in. There's books that people have written. There's laws of physics people quote. There's all kinds of science and all kinds of different notable people in history. This many people believed in that, and so on down the line. But where did it all come from? Where did every single bit of all this information come from that we're constantly being bombarded with? And why is it that we have to argue and fight amongst each other over information that not one of us can even verify? If you weren't there to hear it come straight from the horse's mouth, then how do you know it was even said? If you weren't there to witness the pieces of history, how do you know that it's even true? There are people who believe that there are hidden histories. There are people who believe that there are aliens from outer space living among us. There are people who believe we did not go to the moon in 1969. There are people who believe that lizard people are running the world. There are people who believe in all kinds of different things. But what stands true is if it is true, because how could I know? I've never been to places like Sudan. I've never been to Africa. I've never been to places where there are these pictures depicted of babies that are in severe stages of starvation and on death's door. I have never been there. So how could I know for a fact that that was reality? I have to be trusting in your word. I have to be trusting in my own eyes, what I see, here we live in digital cyberspace and we're talking to each other and we see all these pictures that, some people say this is Photoshop, some people say that's Photoshop, so maybe that was Photoshop too. Maybe the reality is that none of this stuff has ever even occurred. It's just put down there for our entertainment or to keep us fearful. Whatever the case may be, if we're not willing to go the distance to seek the truth, then we actually have no right to sit around and demand people that they believe our truth. I ain't going to sit here and tell you that Jesus Christ is everyone's Lord and Savior. That's the faith that I follow. And until proven otherwise, in my mind, then I will stick to that. But at the same sense, I can sit down and talk to a Buddhist. I can sit down and talk to an atheist. I can sit down and talk to somebody who is of the Hindu religion. I can sit down and talk to a naturalist. I can sit down and talk to anyone of any color, of any faith, of any background, peacefully, and agree to disagree in a peaceful manner. Because it doesn't matter. All that other stuff doesn't matter. What matters is what we're doing to one another. There's people in this world who want to cut off my head because I'm the infidel. What gives them the right to take my life? What gives anyone the right to dictate anyone's life? It belongs to you. Your life belongs to you. It belongs to no other man. It's not any better. It's not any worse. It is your life. And each and every one of you are a great treasure in your own right. Each and every one of you are a center of the universe in your own right. You're a piece of the puzzle, of one of the gears of the machine that makes humanity what humanity is. So we can sit around and argue about the left wing or the right wing or the in-between. We can sit around and we can mock and ridicule Jesus or Buddha or any of the other people that some say are messengers. We can mock each other. Some of the hateful things that people have done because they don't believe in somebody else's beliefs, to cause them anguish and pain and discomfort, whatever. Some of the things that people have done to each other to try to prove their point is just shameful. If I were the divine power, would I have the patience to tolerate all of this? No. Unfortunately, my spirit couldn't tolerate all this. At the first sight of people suffering, I would have to intervene. That's why some people blame God for things. If God were so loving, why would He allow a baby to starve to death? Well, God doesn't allow that. We the people allowed that. We have technology that is able to transport us from this part of the world to that part of the world and literally give the food, the medicine, the love to somebody else around this world to uplift their lives. But in their land, their representation, their governments are corrupt as our governments. The greed. The sheer hatefulness, selfishness. We the good people of the world, we are the majority. We just got to realize that. Even some of those misguided individuals out there who are out there protesting, believing that communism is the way, socialism is the way, any kind of ism is the way. Deep down inside, they want the better for everyone. Or they want to be part of something. But sometimes you can allow yourself to be manipulated into doing things that are definitely not good for you. A whole bunch of people drunk some Kool-Aid because they had to get up to a spaceship so that they could fly off and go be with their version of the higher power. You know, there are a lot of books out there that explain a lot of what you're talking about. And I've read books. I've read tons of books. I've watched tons of videos. I've listened to information from around this world. And if I would have believed a fraction of what I had studied, what I've read, I would be the most messed up person on the planet. It's not the representatives of the world. It's not a higher power. It's not a God. It's not a man named Jesus or Buddha or any other that is responsible for what we, the humans of this world, do to the land that we stand on, what we do to one another, what we allow to occur. If we didn't want people in this world to starve, we have the tools to ensure that it doesn't happen. There is a small minority of individuals that basically have the majority of all the wealth and the riches and the power and the ways to get information out. And they hold a lot of responsibility because they abused that position. They abused those resources. They abused everything. And they're constantly abusing the world. So if there is any blame to be had, it starts with the mainstream media. It starts with the representation. But ultimately, when it all comes down to, when everything comes down to the war, When it all comes through the wash and we all get down to the actual root of it all, you, each and every one of you, are the base of that pyramid. From the ground level to the next level to the next level to the next level to the next level, all the way up to the capstone, which you are not privy to, you are not part of. Each and every one of you are the foundation that holds that thing up high. Each and every one of you, including myself. I really do want the truth, and I really do appreciate, and I will look at any information you send me. I guarantee you that. I will look at it. I will read it. I will study it. I want to know the truth. And so if there's a book out there that any of you out there want me to look at, if there's a video out there that you, any one of you want me to look at to try to show me something, I'm there. I'm not saying that I got all the answers. I'm not trying to proclaim to be a prophet or the Messiah. I'm just pointing out from my perspective how I see the world that we live in and the mistakes that we make on a regular basis. I love each and every one of you, and I really appreciate the time that we spend together. We're family as far as I'm concerned. We come together to seek solutions and bring these solutions to the table to share with others around the world. And for all of our efforts, there are those out there who do whatever they can to try to discourage us from this kind of thing. They try to do things. They try to propagandize. They try to label us. They try to call us tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy nuts. They try to say we're debunked. They try to use everything. And when that fails, their minions will talk about gulags. They'll talk about violence. They'll exercise depravity. They'll bring about a moral decline. They'll spread lies, propaganda, fake news, and what are we to do about it? What are we to do about the wars and the rumors of wars? Well, the best that we can. We keep talking about solutions. We keep bringing the solutions. We keep showing the information. We keep putting the links out there. We keep doing what it is we're doing. Because if it not for divine intervention, then that means it's all up to us. That means it's up to we, the people. That means it's up to us to ensure that hopelessness isn't ruling the day. Because you're not hopeless. Not helpless. It may be a big monster that we're fighting. The power may be great. But as far as I'm concerned, each one of you hold the power that is magnitudes times more powerful than the darkest, greatest abyss. I honestly believe that. That each and every one of you have a power within you that just you alone can do something to make it better. Now imagine that power amplified by 7 to 9 billion people. Those folks out there that rely on us being in fear of each other, those folks out there who rely on us being hateful to each other, fighting with each other, they can't truly stand when the base of the pyramid walks out from under them. If we're not the foundation for the elitist of the world, they cannot stand. That is why they fear us. That is why they censor us. That is why they do what they do to us. We comply. We consent. We do everything that we're told to do for fear that no one beside us will stand up with us. So, with that said, the armies of the world are worthless without the soldiers to hold the weapons. All the terrible atrocities that are done out there, somebody had to get somebody to commit. So, where do we go to from here? Well, I'm going to play a couple little things. The only two of the video links that I feel like I can play on air, because they're not a bunch of filthy language going on. And I'm trying to be respectful to people. I'm not trying to censor nobody. But if it's your children, listen. Your grandma, your wife, your mother, your pastor, your whatever. I don't want them to believe that that's what we promote as trash. But some folks are going to be actually triggered by the sound of this one right here.
Never underestimate the people. Never. I don't think it'll ever happen again. And I want you all to know that we are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake. A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people. Because they have no sources. They just make them up when there are none. I saw one story recently where they said 9 people have confirmed. There are no 9 people. I don't believe there was 1 or 2 people. 9 people. And I said, give me a break, because I know the people. I know who they talk to. There were no nine people, but they say nine people. And somebody reads it, and they think, oh, nine people, they have nine sources. They make up sources. They're very dishonest people. In fact, in covering my comments, the dishonest media did not explain that I called the fake news the enemy of the people, the fake news. They dropped off the word fake. And all of a sudden, the story became the media is the enemy. They take the word fake out. And now I'm saying, oh, no, this is no good. But that's the way they are. So I'm not against the media. I'm not against the press. I don't mind bad stories if I deserve them. And I tell you, I love good stories, but we won't talk. I don't get too many of them. But I am only against the fake news media or press. Fake. Fake. They have to leave that word. I'm against the people that make up stories and make up sources. They shouldn't be allowed to use sources unless they use somebody's name. Let their name be put out there. Let their name be put out.
So, were you triggered by that voice? Were you triggered by the words that that man was saying? Some people will be, just because of who said it. But the thing about it is, we've been saying this all along. We've been saying this for years. That the mainstream media's been lying to us. That we've been censored. We've been attacked. We've been saying it for years. So, it's no different between who's saying it and what's being said. It's the same beast that we're all up against. So, how do we fight against this? How do we stand up against all this? I don't know, but I think together we'll figure it out. I want to play something else.
Hi there. So today I want to talk a little bit about the mainstream media. It's kind of a topic that's a little bit difficult to get away from right now, I feel like, just because of all the censorship that's been going on. I'm sure all of you guys are aware of, you know, what's happened to Jihadi Watch on Patreon. Obviously, Alex Jones, a bunch of Twitter accounts, popular Twitter accounts, have been shut down. And even before all of the Alex Jones things, there was quite a few people who were completely blacklisted in terms of, you know, Patreon, PayPal, MasterCard. Like Faith Goldie, for example, that happened even before the Alex Jones thing happened. So there's been a very clear, obvious attack on conservative voices leading up to the midterm elections, which is obviously because they want people who would be speaking out in support of President Trump to be sort of on the defensive, just trying to keep their channels up and keep their platforms from being taken down, as opposed to, you know, carrying on with business as usual. Which is extremely unsettling for a number of reasons. But I'm not going to reiterate. Everyone else has already spoken about that. But the thing that I really wanted to touch on today that's really been on my mind lately is about this kind of sort of spin in the mainstream media that I think really take Trump's tweets regarding the press and the mainstream media being the enemy of the people out of context. Sure, if you're just going to say the press is the enemy of the people, that's far too broad of a statement for it to actually be true. We need a free press. We need an unbiased press. We need freedom of speech to be protected in the press. But, I mean, the thing is, the press have already exposed themselves on a number of different occasions, and over the past couple of years, as not being unbiased, as not being objective, as not being free, and to actually colluding, apparently independent media corporations clearly colluding with each other. And that's been exposed. There's like a meme that went around not that long ago where, someone had clipped together a bunch of like 30 different news reporters or journalists on various different mainstream media outlets, all reading verbatim the exact same headlines or framing stories in the exact same way. We've all seen it. It's no surprise to anyone. I don't think any more things like that. But when I think when Trump says the mainstream media is the enemy of the people, I think there's kind of it's more complex than just the journalists and the news media. The mainstream media is this vast, complex system of control and influence, and that includes it includes the music industry, the fashion industry, it includes Hollywood, it includes everything you see on television, it includes even publishers nowadays, print publishers and magazines, even like the National Geographic, which is something that I used to read all the time when I was growing up, seems to very clearly have propagandistic tendencies. And so it's not just about the press, which are obviously a huge problem for a number of reasons. But I did my degree in university. My major was film studies and my minor was mass communication. So both areas of my studies of media and visual media focused on, video, that kind of thing, mostly with film and how it's used as not just a representative artistic tool, but how it's used and has historically been used as a tool of influence, political and otherwise. And mass communication also specialized, TV production, radio, journalism, the music industry, the fashion industry, any kind of medium which seeks to influence mass audiences to do or to not do certain things. That's what I studied. So I came out of that degree with a massive skepticism and suspicion of the mainstream media. I don't feel like you could have an education in mass media without coming out feeling like you need to protect yourself from it, because you learn very quickly in these courses and in these fields that every aspect of the mainstream media is trying to influence you to buy something, to take on certain types of identities, to vote for people. It influences your values. It influences what you see as normal or trendy. It influences how we see ourselves in a way. I even had classes in my mass communication electives that were like identity. How the mainstream media helps us construct our internal representations of who we are. And so if you think that the people who are making mass media aren't aware that it has this kind of power, especially on youth and people who are very impressionable, you're kidding yourself. Of course, it's being used in a very strategic way, in almost like a psychop way, in my opinion, to sway the public politically, in terms of their values, in terms of their understanding of everything, right down to our gender nowadays. And it seems to me that the media, I don't know if it's like these shadowy figures that are like, let's all coordinate and destroy American civilization. But I think that's up for debate, but it is obvious that pretty much all the messages that were being sent from various forms of the mass media undermine the bedrock of social values and social conventions which make Western civilization and Western societies work. The gender binary being broken down is one of the ones that I personally worry about most. And I don't think that you need to deny the existence of people, you know, who don't necessarily feel, maybe they feel androgynous. I accept the reality that there are people out there who feel that way. But I don't think that we need to deconstruct the concept of what a real woman or a real man is in order to do that. And if you look at like old school Hollywood, like the golden age of Hollywood, you had really amazing and quite a variety actually of different types of American masculinity and female and American femininity as well. I mean, nowadays, you know, with the kind of women that young girls are given in the mainstream media to look up to, they're promiscuous, they don't care, they, you know, they're not about, like, there's like a massive amount of what I deem to be propaganda out there that teaches young women that motherhood is a burden, it's going to shave years off your life, it's going to make you ugly, you're going to have to sacrifice all the joys of life in order to have children. I think the breakdown of, you know, the nuclear family, I think, is a result of this sort of like degenerative influence that is had on women by pop feminism, in terms of like promiscuity is like no big deal. And I think even for men, promiscuity, I've read studies that say that promiscuity for men, even in the long term, it affects your psychology, it affects your ability to pair bond with another person long term, the more sexual partners you have. So, I mean, these things, hookup culture, which is like very, very, very pushed by reality TV and in the music industry and in lots of different movies and stuff, all of those things are leading to the breakdown of our society in a way which I believe it's fair to say that the mainstream media is an enemy of the people. If you look at the divorce rates, if you look at the suicide rates, if you look at the opioid crisis, if you look at like depression among youths nowadays, like it's crazy. It's very obvious to me, at least, that this kind of godless, rudderless, rootless, ideologically driven worldview is affecting our societies in a way that's negative long term. We need to have the fundamental building blocks, you know, gender roles, healthy long term monogamous relationships. I think religion is a big thing that's missing in today's society, that's often mocked by the mainstream media. All these things, I think, are essential to the longevity and to the quality of the kind of society that you live in long term. And so, in my opinion, it is right and fair for Trump to say that the press are, or the mainstream media are the enemy of the people. Also, especially with the cinema, you know, the cinema is, as an artistic medium, it provides the group, you know, the society, the opportunity to dream together in a way. When we all go to see a movie, we all share in that experience, and it exists as a cultural artifact in our minds. And it has influence, you know, that's why we all have, you know, real sort of nostalgic loves probably for the movies that we grew up watching and that kind of stuff. Why there's such fandoms around certain types of movies like Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings, which have like biblical narrative structures, by the way, which I think is interesting. The thing I think that's missing from American cinema nowadays is an opportunity to see representations of how, you know, the American society is great and has so much to be proud of, and that you are a distinct people with a distinct history. You know, of course, with things that nobody's like necessarily proud of, but we all as societies have stains on our history that we have grown out of and, in my opinion, amended in many ways. Whether or not people, you know, kind of have this sort of hangover, this emotional hangover as a result of things that happened hundreds of years ago. Even like a genuine retelling of those things is helpful for a society's growth, I think, and the actualization of a society and the unity of a society. That's the other thing. It kind of, you know, a cinema which represents a people, it provides this sort of common identity, this common baseline identity that exists in all the people who are a part of that society. Like, for example, Bollywood is a really good example because it's a very distinct national cinema. And the kind of movies that are produced in Bollywood films, are a really distinct representation of the Indian psyche, of the history of India, of the values of India, of the people of India. And the same can be said for pretty much any national cinema. Like in Irish national cinema, there's always this kind of like dark humor associated with the narratives. No matter what kind of story it is, there's always this kind of dark humor, and that's a real, it's a very strong part of the Irish psyche, and it's represented in all of their movies. And the same should be said for Americans and American cinema, but now it's all spectacle, it's all sex, it's all action and violence, degeneracy, just like absolute degeneracy. That's all you get to see in your cinema nowadays. And I think what you're missing is that, you know, a dramatic retelling of your nation's history, of your people's development, being able to engage with that collectively, it gives you as an individual a sense of place in the larger narrative of your people. And without that, you know, you're just this atomized individual. You're just a consumer. You're just this person who's all alone in a redundant, meaningless world, you know, with this huge influencing apparatus that's constantly targeting your sexual drives, your need for validation and acceptance, your want for love, the desire to be, you know, worthy even in your own eyes. And the only things that are offered by the mainstream media are consumable objects, material objects, things which do not actually satisfy those instinctual urges within us. And yes, so in that way, I feel that every component of the mainstream media seeks to profit off of a manipulation of your most basic human conditions and instincts for profit. And in that way, there's no way you can see the mainstream media as anything other than the enemy of the people. And the same can be said for the press, because they're so obviously biased that they are trying to influence your political mind, your desire for freedom and liberation and independence. What could be more morally, you know, corrupt than a huge infrastructure which seeks to manipulate you on that level? So, I mean, I think it doesn't take too much digging, really, into the reality of the situation when we're talking about the mainstream media to see that it is absolutely an enemy of the people, and that you should turn your TV off, do not pay for, you know, crappy Hollywood movies, support independent creators, however you can, even if it's just with a like or a subscription. Because it seems that the power that alternative media has to, you know, red pill people, to wake people up out of this sort of consumer, ego-driven, nihilistic slumber that we have all been in as a result of being hypnotized by the mainstream media, they realize the power that the alternative media has, and they want to shut it down. So stay strong, keep your eyes peeled, you know, make your own channel, you know, like the more people who are speaking out about these things and adding their voices to the conversation, the better. Yeah, I think that's all I want to say about that. I hope everyone's having a great weekend and a great day. Thanks so much for listening. Take care. Bye.
In the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new gods for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance, unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless those people would relinquish their right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records, for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time, after such dissolutions, to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative power, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of land. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amounts and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. He has kept among us, in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our government, for suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burned our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the work of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens, taken captive on the high seas, to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections among us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an indistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our emigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They, too, have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of a right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our...
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no secret is revealed. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Is the dream. The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us from every nation come together and make that future a great one.
It was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss, they're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed.
Very beautiful song there. Words are powerful, folks. Words are really powerful. You think the mainstream media and the governments of the world hadn't figured that out? The companies and the corporations, they know how to use the right words, the right images to manipulate, the tug on your heartstrings. They know how to get you to do things that you probably otherwise wouldn't do. Under the guise of patriotism, God and country, they will get you to go to war. You know, I think that maybe I'm the forever optimist, but I believe that the majority of the people in this world are good-hearted souls. I believe they want the best for each other. I believe they want the best for themselves and their families. And I believe they're the ones that actually go the distance to try to help each other out. They're the ones that get out there and work hard, and they help the food pantries, they help the farmers, and they help each other, they help society, they help the homeless, they help the weak. Those are the average men and women. I honestly believe that the majority of the people in this world are good people. It's not to say that we all don't have a dark side that we couldn't unleash in a moment of anger or frustration. But the reality of it is we're capable of both were capable of so much. A short conversation with a really good friend of mine talks about some of the things that America has been involved in since the founding. Some of those things were wrong then, and they're still wrong today. It holds truth. I love everyone. I just wish that the whole world could feel that same way. I wish that the whole world could bring themselves to putting all their differences aside and come together. But for the most part, you're guided. You're guided by movies. You're guided by songs. You're guided by, you know, things out there to go in the wrong direction, away from one another. To believe that if you don't look a certain way, that you're not worthy. That you're never good enough. And there are people out there who have literally bought the lie to the extent where they think the only way to resolve it is using things that were used in the past. Gulags, violence, depravity, lies, propaganda, fake news, to silence each other, you know, if you have a dissenting or a different view. But my friend, he and I, we see together, we see eye to eye. We both agree. We don't have to agree on things. But we have to be respectful of each other's beliefs. That's what I believe makes our friendship so incredibly strong, that has withstood the test of time. It's because I'm not going to tell him he's wrong. I might tell him I don't really agree. But because we have that profound respect for one another, we can understand. Hey, we got two different views. I got a really good friend in that man. He's been around for a long time. He knows who he is. He knows who I am. But that's the kind of mentality that not only he's trying to put out there to the world, to bring people together, but the same reason why I did the Knights of the Round Table. Years ago, when I formed the Knights of the Round Table, I thought, you know, I didn't know for sure how this would be perceived. I didn't know how it'd be taken. But if you go back and listen to the years and years of podcasts that are available, some of which aren't available anymore, because when that first network broke up, all of my podcasts were deleted. I didn't have copies of them. But some of the wonderful words that were spoken back then are also being spoken here today. So, it's really important. It's really important what we do. It's really important what we talk about. The Knights of the Round Table, to me, is so much more than just a show. It's a shining example of what we could actually accomplish together. I believe that there's goodness in this world that seems to have gone so far astray. And I believe that if we really seriously want to, we can pull that together. The mainstream media out there, because of financial and ratings or whatever, political views, biases, they do everything they can to lie to us and manipulate us in order to support the system that keeps us oppressed. It's sad but true, folks. It's a shame when you can't even trust the news that comes over your TV or your radio. Alternative media has been around for not near as long as the mainstream media, including newspapers. But now they're afraid. I'm going to see if I can add a friend of mine who I just talked about. But in the process of doing that, I think I'll throw on a song so that I can get everything together. Let me see if I can get my friend on here. Stay tuned, folks.
Drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. You heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and the Lincolns were setting the pace. That story's true, I'm here to say, 'cause I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and use them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With 4 bow carbs and a dual exhaust and 411 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good and tires fast. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up old Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they were standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. I said, boys, that's a mark for me. By then the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas all rid me for being behind, so I thought I'd make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110. My speedometer said that I'd hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is. There ain't no more. Now the boys all thought that I'd lost my sense, and them telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, and I crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, and the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him, and I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. Had flames coming from out of the side. You can feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started to knock it down. In the dip she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. Then cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Two Dog, you best not be driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Oh my God, I used to. I think that might be why I drove my stepfather to drink that.
Man, I tell you, it's really good to hear from you. Folks, I'm being joined by Charles Two Dog. How you doing there, brother?
I'm good. Thank you for allowing me on with you.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on there, brother. We talked about all kinds of stuff today, mostly how the mainstream media propagandizes everybody. Of course, it's not new news. It's pretty much old news, but they held with a lot of responsibility. You know, as far as I'm concerned, they're at the start of what is actually the problem. And we're not just talking about news. We're talking about TVs and songs that they put out there, you know, and, you know, basically make it so that youth are pretty much told that you got to act this way, you got to look this way, or it's okay to do this or whatever. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Well, you know, they have told me that, you know, you got to look this way, you got to act this way. Well, you know, I'm indigenous from America, so I go as I am.
Yep. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, it has been in my day, but let me just say, you know, with all due respect, you know, I've had a war in my own country since I was born, but that don't mean I don't love everybody.
Yeah, I understand that too. You know, there's been a lot of trials and tribulations throughout the history of this nation. A lot of terrible things were done. A lot of terrible things were said. And, you know, it breaks my heart that, you know, anybody would, you know, have to face that kind of injustice. I know you've told me lots of stories about things that you've had to experience in your life. And I wish that wasn't the case. But on my side of the fence as well, I've experienced a lot of things, mostly from my own peers, you know, bullies and craziness like that. And the lies and the propaganda of those who, you know, supposedly were to educate me or whatever. And so,
well,
I got different views, but we do good together, you and I.
Well, here's the thing, brother. Who you like is who you like politically.
Yeah.
Who I don't like is who I don't like politically. But see, there's two things that I've noticed in this world that causes a whole lot of arguments, and I don't understand why completely. And that is religion and politics. And
yep.
I'm like, it's incredible.
Oh, yeah. You can start a fight.
Here's the thing. You are a Christian. You believe in Jesus Christ.
Yep.
And God and the Bible. Okay. That's fine. That's you, brother.
Yep.
That's who you are. I'm a traditional. I believe in the peacemaker, which is a lot, had a lot like Jesus Christ. He spoke a lot that way.
Yep.
Okay. I'm a traditional. We get along.
But the fact that we can, you and I can come together and we can have these conversations with each other is an amazing accomplishment. I think it's a wonderful thing. Because
what?
I don't discount nothing that you believe in. Just like you don't do on my side. You know, we can have these peaceful conversations, and that's because we get it. Am I wrong?
Well, that's the thing. You know, I've gotten to the point, and I've been this way for quite some time now, all right? Is that what you believe in and how you are is who you are, just like me.
Yep.
I don't try to change you. No one tries to change me. Okay? This is who we are.
I like the way you are. I like who you are. I like what you believe, you know? And what the things that, things from your heritage and mine, they're not much different. You know, the words were pretty much the same. This is talking about doing people right and loving people and taking care of one another, being good caretakers of nature and the world that we live in. You know?
Here's what the world thought. I'm going to go back of over 200 years, okay? Of course, they didn't think my people were human at the time. But here's the thing. We cried for our children when something happened to them. We ate together. We talked together. We laughed together. We cried together. Now here's the thing about what I'm trying to do in my nation and other nations like Nigeria, I've been speaking to. The Aboriginals of Australia, England, and other places that I talk with. Here's the thing. Whether you're black, white, yellow, red, when you come home, you love your kids. You love your wife, your husband. You sit down, you eat with them, you laugh with them, you talk with them.
Yep.
So do I.
Yes,
so
we're
not different. Culturally, yeah, but as a human being, we're not.
Well, and that's the kind of point that I've been trying to reach out there and touch other hearts with, is that, you know, we're all in the same boat together. When this boat goes down, it's not discriminating whose color or whose belief system. We're all going down together, you know, and that's what we got to understand.
Let me explain this. a lot of my people call other people, whether they're black, white, or yellow, red, it doesn't matter. When we meet each other, we pretty much say, hello, my relations, okay? My relatives, all right? So when you're black, white, yellow, red, it doesn't matter to me. We're still brothers and sisters here. And the way I look at things, I cannot call you my relative and fight you at the same time.
There's
what
a,
you believe is what you believe.
There's some really wonderful comments in the People for People chat room. You know, I'm always amazed by people. You know, I'm always amazed. You know, neutrons, protons, electrons said that the world would be a beautiful place if man was like that. All of man. And Stephen threw in there, divide and conquer, Luke 17, that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Let us realize
exactly.
The strength comes in unity, and whether we are parents presenting a united front for our children, or eldership standing united with truth, let us remember that united we stand and divided we fall. And neutrons, protons, electrons says, focus on the similarities as opposed to the differences. And Huge said, and at the same time, we also need people who can weed out those deceptive elements who act good for actually having something else in mind. You know, I tell you what. This is why I love this show. This is why I love People for People Radio Network and Shaziz Radio, because we get it. You know, we're not just preaching to the choir. We are actually reinforcing what we all stand for here. We're reinforcing the friendship that you and I have, Two Dog. It's unbreakable. There's
well,
nothing.
You, I thank you for that.
You said one time if you put a bunch of arrows together, you know, one arrow by itself could easily be broken. And what's the rest of that?
Well, what it is with the Iroquois Confederacy, and that is of my grandmother's people, the Mohawk and the Six Nations there, okay? If you have one arrow, it's easily broken. But if you have a bundle of arrows, it's harder to break. Thus, the Iroquois Confederacy and the unity of that. It has shown how it can be done.
Yep. Well, and that's what I believe in. You know, with everything that I have, I honestly look at everybody out there and I think what amazing gifts that they've been given. I mean. The comments that we get in there, it's like a family, Two Dog. Some of the folks get in there and they have some really amusing conversations back and forth with each other. Sometimes it could be a little distracting, but in the long term, it's what families do. We get together, we poke fun and laugh with each other, and you know, we live life and laugh and cry and get angry together, all that kind of stuff. That's just family.
That's true.
When it all comes down to it, I believe we all have each other's back. That's what I believe. And I believe
I'll put it this way, we should, as the human, the human animal, to be honest. You know, when a lot of people, everything on this earth has being, including her, as far as the earth mother, we just happen to be the human being.
Yep.
But Here's the point that I'm getting. With all, I don't care racism or any other thing like that. That's being handed down generational. Okay, to hate you because you may be a white man, and I'm an Indian, that would not be right because you didn't do none of it.
No,
you wasn't there.
And if I was there, I'd be fighting right beside you, brother. You and I'd be back to back, fending them off. You know,
well,
what I mean?
You know what I'm saying.
That's my spirit.
You wasn't there. I wasn't there. All right? We didn't fight each other.
But if we were there, we would be allies. We'd be back to back, fending them off, because that's our spirit. I know this with everything, every ounce of my being. I know who you are, Two Dog, and I love you for that. This is a thing that they deliberately did to society in order to gain yet even more control. You know, if you go look at the National Defense Authorization Act and the Patriot Act, they want us to fight. They already put it in place so that if we do fight, it gives them justification to do us even dirtier than they did before.
I'm a product of that, son.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me say it this way. I'm through 600 years of that divide and conquer thing. If I don't know about it, no one knows about it.
Yep, I agree. You know, I come from kind of a mixed background, so, you know, I've got Cherokee Indian blood that runs through my veins, and, you know, it's undeniable. I also have the opposite side of the spectrum. I got French Canadian in me, and who knows what else, but, you know, I was smart enough when I was a child to recognize the difference between right and wrong and somehow hold on to that concept and become the man that I am today, even through all the trials and tribulations. You mentioned to me one time that you used to have to sleep in a dumpster.
Brother, well, see,
I would have been the one coming over there to invite you to come to my house.
Let me say it like this, my brother. I've had guns pointed at my head. I've been stabbed in the back. I still got scars from this. I've actually been hung in my time. I got scars all over me, to tell you the truth. But here's the thing about that. I've slept in dumpsters. I've eaten dumpsters. I've been on my own since I was 8 years old. Okay? But I still believe in Get Your Money Through the Great Mystery.
Yep.
I still believe in my brotherhood and sisterhood. I still believe that if someone is down, no matter what color you may be, I will reach down and pick you up.
Well, brother, I'm right there beside you. And that's why...
Do I have any animosity toward these people? Absolutely not.
I want to see your dream of all the flags that you've been gathering, and I hear you're up to quite a good number now. I want to see that dream completely fulfilled.
I'm going to ask you a favor, because I need the Christian flags. So if you ever send me one, I sell with Christians now all the time. But I would be honored if you would. I know you've sent me two, and I appreciate that. But, we're up. As of last month, we're up to the 89th flag, and that is the flag of Mississippi. It came in. So I'm very honored to have that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will do everything that I can. I'm waiting on some funds to roll in, which should come in here pretty quick. And the moment that happens, I will get one of those for you and get it to you.
Thank you very much. Now, here's the reason I'm doing this. I'm not talking about just like political leaders or other chiefs, which I have sat with, and the flags have flown. But what I'm talking about is individuals everywhere around the world, okay? Sat with everyone. So, you know, from wherever they come from, I would be honored to fly the flag of where you come from with mine. That's the only reason I'm saying it.
Well, I'm more than happy to do so. You know, I know your mission. I know what you're trying to do, and I am so honored to even be a little tiny fraction of that part. Like, I tried to send you my state flag, and they sent me the wrong flag, and so happily I got to send you both of those.
I got them both, brother. I got them in here both.
Yep, that's awesome. So, hi, Patty, you there? We got Two Dog with us.
Yes, I am in here. Hey, Two Dog, long time no hear your voice. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, see you go, Patty. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm taking care of my people the best I can, and talking to people around the world right now. So, you know, I've been talking to Nigeria not long ago and other places of that manner. And the more we talk, the more alike I think the whole world truthfully is in more aspects.
So yeah, that's usually the way it goes. We got more in common than we know, huh?
We got more in common than we do have anything else. You know, here's the thing, brother. I've been sitting and pondering, and I pray a lot, and I look at all kinds of situations. Whoever you like politically is your business. It ain't got none of mine. If you like him, you like him. If you him or her, it doesn't matter. That shouldn't separate people as human beings.
No. And that's why I always try to explain that folks don't realize that the deception is the fact that both of those wings are connected to the same doggone bird, you know?
Well, that's the truth.
Patty's mentioned that many times as well. It just amazes me how many people can literally get upset at each other because of their differences in everything. And that's one of the tools that I believe that this system that we find ourselves at the displeasure of having to deal with is doing to us intentionally to keep us to fighting each other. But we can't be strong for the world if we can't be strong for each other.
Now, I can't speak for Patty, but I'm going to speak for myself and my nation, okay? That's what I am. I'm a spokesman for my nation, but I'm speaking only for myself, okay? If you look back through history of the United States of America, okay, whether you were a Democrat, whether you were a Republican or not, every treaty that has ever been made with us has been broken, and not by us.
Yeah,
so whether you're
that.
A Democrat or a Republican, you still broke them. So here's the thing. The way I look about it is that if you're a politician, period, you're not going to be truthful. You're only trying to get this office.
That's
you're
it.
You're going to do what you want to do when you get there.
Well, and that's why I wish that people would realize that when they're standing out there protesting, thinking they're going to sway the governments into, you know, bending to their will, you know, to some extent they might get some of what they wanted, but for the most part, they're not getting anything that they wanted, really. You know, they're just doing everything that they can to deplete each other's, you know, rights and stuff. When it comes down to freedom of speech, that's a tricky one. When it comes down to any of the so-called rights in the Constitution, they all get a little bit tricky, a little shaky on there. But the reality is, when you're calling the lawman on your brothers and sisters, you're depleting your own rights at the same doggone time. Why couldn't you just go over and peacefully resolve this issue or whatever? You know?
Well, you know, it's like I wrote in your chat room. Okay, I'm just going to say it. A lot of times you have the freedom of speech until you speak it.
That's the truth. And now there's suppression that is being actively and not even secretly done to people via YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, a lot of the mainstream social platforms that, you know, are basically leaning one side or the other. And, you know, it doesn't stop there. We're constantly being bombarded with either half-truths or blatant lies or just straight-up propaganda. And we have to realize that when we're being had like that, because otherwise, you know, we're going to do what they want us to do, what we've been doing to each other. We've been arguing and fighting and raising a ruckus with each other. You know, this deal up in Virginia where they're blatantly right out doing a gun ban. They got people coming from all over the United States to be there at that protest, and they've already put it ahead of time where they have a complete gun ban on the place where they're going to actually have this deal. And of course, it's anti-constitution. It's against the Second Amendment. Yet, you know, they're doing it, and courts are complying with it. And so we're kind of standing on a powder keg. We could actually have a civil war start break out in Virginia. Hopefully that ain't the case. But that all was guided and manipulated by the system. And there was a senator up there in Virginia that actually came out and said that it's a trap. They got the National Defense Authorization Act and they got the Patriot Act. They want you to come there. They want you to come there armed. They want you to get violent. And they even are going to the extremes of where they're saying that they are, there are actually right-wing extremist white supremacists that have been arrested by the FBI prior to this event and so on down the line. And so when they say it and the way they say it, they basically paint everybody going there with a wide brush, making it look like it's a dangerous situation and there's bad people coming and they're coming armed and they're coming to do problems. Well, that is to further their agenda that they're trying to ram down the American people's throat. That's the game being played. They want you to get mad about this. They want you to come up there and protest. That's how they're going to try to sneak this stuff through. That's how they're going to try to deplete your rights. But how many people you think out there really seriously have the common sense to realize when they're being, played? I did a show yesterday, said Joke's on You. It talked about fossil fuels. I have to go back and listen to the podcast if you're interested. But either way, the simple of the whole deal is that everything from the climate change to the carbon taxes to the science industry to the way that we are charged for bottled water and energy, it's all a lie. We've been scammed. We've been manipulated, lied to. And there are those out there who believe it enough that they're willing to go to the extremes, such as, one from Project Veritas, he was talking about gulags, getting people into re-education camps, and even if necessary, to kill them, I'm just paraphrasing. You'd have to watch that video, but they're talking about violence. They're using depravity and moral decline and lies and propaganda and fake news and all this to further an agenda, and they're doing it for the system.
Well, you also said, I heard you say that you can also do this through music, okay?
Yeah.
But everybody knows me as the metal Indian around here. And I'm into metal, which I've been into a long, long time. But system of a down, okay? BYOB, bring your own bomb. Okay. What they state in that song is why the F, and I ain't gonna go there, do they start the war, or why they always send the poor?
Yeah, that's what they do.
That's what they do.
Under the guise of patriotism and freedom, they play on our heartstrings, they tell us that somebody in the world is in danger or our family's in danger, and they sucker us in to going in there, picking up arms, and going against our brothers and sisters. They've been doing this for so long.
For God and country, is that not true?
Yeah, that's what they said.
But see, my God, the God I pray to, is a God of peace. Alright?
That's what I feel. The same thing.
The God you pray to is a God of peace, right?
Yeah, that's exactly then what I believe.
I'm not gonna use the name of Get You Money to come kill you at your house.
That's right.
Because I don't like what you said.
I think it was Jesus said to love thine enemy, Turn the other cheek, that kind of thing.
But the way I look at Jesus Christ, okay? The way I look at Jesus Christ in many, many ways, and this is a joke. I'm just using this joke, alright? In a lot of ways, Jesus Christ was the very first hippie.
Well, I'm thinking I'm a hippie too.
And that's cool, because I lived with him for years. But still, alright? Love each other.
Yep. There ain't nothing wrong with love. Love is our most powerful thing that we have. It's our most powerful tool.
That's the reason I'm constantly saying, I don't care what color you are. You're a human being to me.
Yep.
If I can't reach down and pick you up when you're down, what am I?
So, Patty, you got any thoughts on it? Have you heard much of today's show?
Oh, I just came in a little bit ago, but I can get the gist of it. And I can't say that I disagree at all with anything I've heard. This is, after all, we are the cattle. We are the herd. We are the ones under the boot. It doesn't matter what flag you put on it or what color you call it, red or blue, you know, orange or green. It doesn't matter. It's all from the same source. And that earthly source is one of greed and corruption. And it has nothing to do with your benefit, my benefit, anybody's benefit. It doesn't matter who's the speaker of the day, who stands up at the podium and points the finger. It doesn't matter what your Congress does when they get together. None of that is, it's all just bread and circus. It's all there just designed to make you think that you just might have a way to actually make this system work for you.
Yep.
But it's never going to work for you because it was never built to work for you. This is the thing that people, you know, Two Dog said, we have more in common than we do that can divide us. And that's true, but we never get to it. Because there's so much that they put between us. It's like this thing you're talking about in Virginia. All of this has been blown up out of proportion for a reason, for a specific reason. There's a timeline, and it has to be fulfilled. The globalists have a timeline, and they want it done. We're not cooperating. Other countries are not cooperating. But you cannot, don't fall for the thing that, oh, these other countries are rising up. They've been prodded to do that too. Nothing that you see happening is a grassroots thing. We didn't come about it on our own. This uprising, this demonstration, the protests that we're going to have in Virginia. I read an article yesterday that really has me worried. The right has said, oh, we have Antifa with us now, so we're strange bedfellows, but it's going to work out. Well, if we know what Antifa is, they are an anarchist collective that all different sects have different things that they root for. But when they go into demonstrations, they cause havoc. They cause chaos. That's their MO. And then you've got your gun rights, far rights, and your conservatives. All of these people are going to be jumbled up together. This is going to go bad on the people and only on the people because you're bringing in a group of people, of anarchists, who are known to cause problems and chaos. And you have the Second Amendment people, constitutionalists, who are saying, look, we just want the right to bear arms. Well, all of this makes a lot of sense until you look at the fact that this is being provoked because the governor of Virginia has passed a law that says on the grounds of the courthouse you can't bring your gun, but 50 yards away from there you can bring your gun. And that's what all of this is about, Shaziz.
Yeah.
They're trying, you see how they're propping all of this up? There's no need for all of this. This is instigating people to go after people, you know? It's sad. It's a shame. It's a shame that we can be so easily provoked and easily moved, you know, into these chaotic situations. And who's going to be the ones who are going to pay the price for this? We are.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It always comes down to us paying the price. That's the whole dirty secret about the thing. And that's why I don't understand why the people do what they do when it comes to, you know, going out there protesting. You're wasting so much time and energy out there protesting for a governmental system who's basically using you to do what it is that you're doing, and they're not going to give you what you want.
Yeah, and you can't say, oh, this is a good guy and that's a bad guy. No, you can't say that. You can't say that. Maybe, I don't know, maybe 150 years ago, 200 years ago, no, we probably got to go back a couple centuries or maybe even further. We probably got to go Man, we got to go back 10,000 years to say that there was an honest politician. You know, Never mind. We're not going to find one. You know,
that's just what it is. You're not going to find one. But see, here's the thing. We call it the United States of America. Okay, United States. Have you looked lately? There's no one here united about anything.
No, we're all out there pitted against each other. Well, I say we're all, but it's not we all. I mean, I'm obviously not. You're obviously not. There are people out here that get it, you know.
But see, here's the thing about myself, bro, and I can only speak for myself. Whoever the president of the United States is, whoever's running my state, whoever's running any state in the union. Okay. It doesn't matter. I'm still going to do what I do. I'm going to do what I do, and I'm going to speak what I speak. And if somebody don't like it, they can take me out. Because the way I look at things, you can kill my body, you can't take my spirit. I will still do what I do. I'm here to speak for my people also. I'm the spokesman. But here's the thing. Spiritually, I'm going to do what I do. Everybody does, man.
Well, I got good news for you, too, dog. I just ordered the Christian flag. I used my credit card. I ordered the Christian flag. So as soon as I get that in the mail, I'll ship it out to you.
Well, you send it right to my address, brother. I appreciate that because I actually do set with a lot of Christians here lately. Well, and I'm just trying to respect and honor them.
Well, that's the thing. What we talked about earlier, how you and I and everybody that comes together on this show, we don't all have the same backgrounds or beliefs or, you know, whatever. But we get it. We understand what it's going to take to fix this world. You know, unity ain't never going to come around while everybody's sitting around arguing over who's right and who's wrong politically, ideologically, or whatever. But what I was mentioning earlier about how, you know, we're in a boat together, all of us in the same doggone boat, and when this boat sinks, that's not going to discriminate between any of us. It's not going to care who's a Republican or who's a Democrat or whatever. We're all going down together.
Well, see, that's what I've been doing since I left a lot of radio, okay? I kind of hit the street. I've kind of talked to people. I kind of go everywhere. I'm talking to Christians, other Native organizations, other tribes and other situations. I'm finding out the more I sat with them, the more human being we are.
Yep.
The more he or she has a problem, I seem to have the same problem here. So it's not about, you know, it's not about who runs America, okay, or who the commander-in-chief is, all right? It's about I'm going to do what I do anyway.
Yep.
And nobody's going to stop me but myself and the Great Spirit himself. Yep. If he wishes me to stop, he'll stop me.
Yep, I agree. If you go out there and you look at all the headlines out there, I was mentioning earlier how, like, if you get on YouTube and you want to look up things, it's different than what it used to be like on YouTube, because if you put a subject in there, you know, you're liable to get an opposing view. But now, if you put it in there, anything about mainstream news or any kind of news whatsoever, any kind of thing like this Virginia gun protest, the only ones that come up is the ones that are CBS, MSNBC, CNN, you know, all the different mainstream outlets is the only ones that come up with any type of news on there. And, of course, you know, they're all skewed to their own bias. And so that's not freedom of speech. That's not, you know, sharing information across freely. We're actually physically being suppressed on all these social media outlets. And
trust me, I know that.
You would think that everyone out there who's talking about corruption or whatever could look at that and see it's a real thing. But there are those out there who don't care. What you said earlier, you have the freedom to speak it, speech until you speak it. Well, they don't want you to speak your truth, so they do whatever they can to suppress you.
Absolutely.
That's not how we come together. That's not how you bring a people together. You know, I want everybody out there to know that their voice is worthy of being heard.
Here's the thing about the Constitution that people don't understand, okay? A lot of that Constitution that you have in 1754, Ben Franklin said, if a nation of savages can have an almost perfect Constitution, we can do better. Until I saw in the Constitution, and I think it is still in it, that a black man is only three-quarters human.
Yep.
Now, that's a little messed up. But the thing about it is, if you believe in your Constitution, then that's what bounds you together here.
Yeah.
All right? So, you know, what you believe in is what you believe in. Please do.
Well,
and it isn't up to me to dislike you, my brother, because you like whoever you like.
I look at that document as basically a contract to make sure that the government and the people understand what the government cannot do to us. But they do.
It's a treaty.
Yeah.
It's a treaty. It does the same thing that every other treaty has done.
Yep.
It's beautiful words, pretty words on paper, looks really nice, got a nice little seal on it. It means absolutely nothing, because the only way that you can ever have the rights that are given to you by the Creator are to hold them yourself.
Yep.
The minute you say, hey, would you take care of my rights for me, you've just given away your rights.
Yep. I said,
they don't care.
I said earlier that we the people have been programmed to want freedom and believe in freedom, but not programmed with the willpower to achieve it.
Exactly.
Well, so the way
we've been told that these words on paper that's all we need.
Yep.
Here's the thing, I believe in myself, okay? I believe in myself. I believe in what I can do. And I'm going to do it.
Well, I believe in what you can do as well.
Here's the way I look at things as well. Whether I even get put in prison for what I believe in, if I'm in prison, I'm still free. You can't take me.
You can take
my body, but you can't take me.
I feel that same way, brother. I feel that same exact way.
So there's freedom within itself.
So, you know, what we've been talking about here today, mainstream media is, as far as I'm concerned, is the enemy of the people. It used to be you could think, at least you thought, you could trust the mainstream media, but you can't anymore. Some of the shows that they actually put out there are just really disturbing. You know, we're not just talking about, you know, news. We're talking about TVs. We're talking about music. You know, there are bands back there that basically saw the writing on the wall. I'm sure you know some of them, because some of the bands you like, Two Dog, I like as well. And, you know, like Black Sabbath was saying that, you know, the world is full of kings and queens that blind your eyes and steal your dreams. There's truth in that statement.
Yes, it is. Now, here's the thing. A lot of the bands I used to listen to, as far as Black Sabbath, oh my goodness, you even had like Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah.
You had many bands that spoke the truth, all right, when they saw it. War Pigs, what do you think? Why do you think they made that 1970? It's 2020 right now.
Yeah.
And that song is still relevant.
Yeah.
Okay. You had Iron Maiden, which came out with Run to the Hills. They sung about my people. We fought them hard. We fought them well.
Yep.
But it's the same deal.
But see, that's why I say, so in some portions of everything, there's a little bit of good somewhere out there in everything. It's not that every single person in the media is corrupt.
Exactly.
Some of them try to sneak messages in movies and music, you know, to say, hey, you know, I'm not part of this, you know, I see it, you know.
Well, see, this is the thing they told us, and I remember when they told it because I was listening to this music. They said, oh my God, it's devil worship. That's what this music is. I'm like, war pigs? They're telling you what's going on here.
Yeah. The heaven and hell, the battle between heaven and hell, they said that, you know.
It's always, and if you listen to a lot of Sabbath, then you find out that they're talking about a battle between good and evil, heaven and hell.
Yep.
God and Satan.
Yep.
Now, what do you think we're doing here?
That's
what this is.
We're fighting against the darkness, that's for sure. You know,
I have to fight against it every day of my life.
Why can't we get the people out there to realize they're not hopeless, they're not helpless? You know, I said earlier, I'm afraid at this stage in the game, it's going to take divine intervention to get something accomplished. But, the divine intervention could quite literally be all of us combined that get fed up with the whole deal. But that one phrase, the divine intervention, it actually sparked off, where I had to kind of make an explanation of it. What is my idea of divine intervention? Because everybody's got a different idea of, you know, God or our creator or the lack thereof whatever.
I got a question for the divine intervention.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to know what divine intervention, okay?
Yeah.
You want to know how that goes? You want to know how that works?
Yeah.
Divine intervention starts with thyself.
Yep. I believe that too.
And let the word and let the divine intervention of thyself flow through you to others.
I believe that we were given
that
the power.
That comes into that circle.
I believe that we were given the tools. I believe that we were given everything necessary to resolve these problems. You know, like the folks out there who want to blame God for everything. We were given every option. If we didn't have free will, if we had no free will, then, it would be on God to make sure everything is taken care of. But we were actually given a choice on how to treat one another. And with that said, since, we have been given all this stuff, we were given a set of, natural laws and rules. And what did we as humans do? I'm painting with a wide brush. I'm not saying every one of you listening out there is guilty of something that, is causing this mess. But what I'm trying to get to is that we were given a choice.
Brother, I can say this, and Patty can relate, okay? Patty can relate. And what I'm going to say is that young man that was going on that vision quest one time that kept seeing a snake. Every step he took, he saw a snake. And the snake kept asking him if he'd pick him up and take him down the mountain because he's cold. He promised he wouldn't bite you. And as soon as you picked him up and took him down the mountain, as soon as you laid him on a rock to warm yourself, he bit you.
Yep.
A snake is still a snake.
Yep.
It can't change.
That's why we have to understand that, you know, there are people out there in this world that ain't going to change. There are people out there that openly support violence. They openly support things like the gulag, you know. And
I'm gonna say one more thing, brother, then I'm going to let you two have it, all right? This comes from a brother I've followed since 1969, okay, and his name was John Trudell. Now, John Trudell said before he died, said, we have been calling ourselves the people. We have been telling you we are the people Salaki, Lakota, Humpapa, all these Shawadasi, all these names, okay? But you call us the American Indian. So how can we be an American Indian when actually we're older than America?
Yep, I get it. Look, we're coming up at the top of the hour there, and I wish you could have been here a lot earlier, Patty, but it's always wonderful to have you here. I try to point out the reality of this ridiculousness that we find ourselves in, and, you know, we're on the verge of a civil war. You know, literally because of what's going on in Virginia. Things could get out of hand. They've already put things in play. It's a trap as far as I'm concerned. It's to try to get you up there to do something and give them the authority or the perceived authority or the justification to do whatever it is they're going to do to us. The same thing applies with all these protests out here. The same thing applies with the messages that you've been getting out there. I would say, with all confidence in the world, you should question everything. And, you know, they used to say you could trust your own eyes, but here on the internet, you can't necessarily trust that anymore. You gotta use that something that's inside of you, that discernment, to try to pick through what is lie and what is reality. We got our work cut out for us. This is a strange, yet maybe even exciting time we live in, but I'm thinking that if we can ever realize our true potential, what you're really seriously capable of, your words are so incredibly powerful. And you can use those words to raise somebody's spirit up to the highest reaches of heaven or down to the lowest, darkest, deepest abyss. And if that ain't proof of what's been said, I don't know what it is. But, you know, either way, you know, it's up to us. You know, we're in this boat. Especially if you're somebody who don't believe in a higher power such as a creator or God, hey, it's your choice. It's your journey. But then that would mean that everything that we've talked about is on us. It is up to us. Every bit of what needs to be fixing, it's up to us. If this boat sinks, it's because we didn't pull our resources. It's because we didn't work together that it's going to sink. And that's what I'm seeing coming. That's why I say what it is that I keep on saying to everybody. You know, I'm not trying to convince you that I'm right, you're wrong, or anything like that. I'm not trying to convert you. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just trying to say, if you can step back and look at the big picture, you can see what it is that I'm seeing. And they're manipulating you. They're lying to you. Like I said, you've been programmed to want freedom. You've been programmed to believe in freedom. But you haven't been programmed to, with the will, the power to achieve it. They don't want you to achieve freedom. That's why I named this show Chicken Run, because I watched that show and listened to the people talk. Listen to the characters in that show talk. Some of them are saying, well, let's just leave it the way it is, you know, at least it's a job, you know, or that kind of thing, or making excuses for why somebody ain't there anymore. You hear that in public, you hear that in YouTube videos, you hear that out there on Facebook, you hear it all. There are people who are apologists for everything. There's an excuse. There's the ends that justify the means. And folks, in reality, there is no ends that justify the types of means that they want to take us down. The road that they're leading us down is not the road that we're wanting to go. And most of you out there will agree. You don't want to go down that road. You don't want to go to war. You don't want to go and see your future generations have to suffer the same things that we've had to. And we all agree there's been mistakes in the past. We don't want to repeat those mistakes, but you still need to tell that history so that the people in the future will know this is where we came from. This is where we never wish to go again. What'd you say, T-Dog?
Oral tradition with our people.
Yep, and it's important.
And that oral tradition has taught me that what it did happen is to remember that. To where this is the future. We don't repeat it.
That's it. So with that said, it's time to go around the table. How about ladies first? Patty, you got some words of wisdom?
Well, I just want to once again thank Two Dog for being here. It was a wonderful show. I was really glad to just sit back and listen. It's been a long time, Two Dog. We need your wisdoms back. You should join the round table more often. And I think if there's, and I've got a lot of noise back here because they're in the kitchen cooking. But yeah, it's just family. But I just want to, if I can leave you guys with one thing again, of course, this may sound like a broken record because you hear me say it all the time, but there's only one way to make things better in your world, and that's for you to stand up and do it. Shaziz says, throw that pebble in the pond.
Yep.
And then throw another, and then throw another, and then throw another. It's up to us. We have to take that first step forward. We have to be the ones to put out our hand to reach out. Don't wait for somebody else to stand up and say, hey, I know the way, because we're all just floundering here. But if we can just all begin our journey to clarity, begin our journey in a way that will bring a positive outcome and a benefit for everybody, for everything, there's a lot of life on this planet, and we owe each and every life on this planet for the life that we have. Let's walk in that sacred manner. Let's realize that that's who we are. We're no different from the tree or the blade of grass or the deer that runs in the field. Our life is woven into that same fabric. And if we can come together and forget about all the stuff that really doesn't matter, none of that stuff matters. What matters is what we do. What we each do to bring peace, to bring love, to bring a better world for all living things, and to walk in a sacred manner. And be grateful. Just be grateful. Look what we've got. I mean, wow. What a wondrous adventure. Be thankful. Be grateful. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful for you guys.
Very well spoken, and thank you very much, Patty. Really appreciate you more than you imagine. So how about you, Two Dog?
Well, right now I can say that I'm grateful, period, but been grateful now. But I'm available for any show that anybody wants to do anymore. I'm available now. But the situation is... only thing I can say is all this love and all this talk and all this unity, if you want it, and if you really want it, first off, that starts with you.
Yep.
That's the only way we can say this. Everything starts with you. That's the first step. You have to, whatever you believe in starts with you. And as far as the river goes, and as far as the waters go, you want somebody to understand, first off, you got to be the first one to toss that pebble.
Yep.
And then the ripples start. And see where that takes you.
Well said. Well, folks, I'm like Patty and I'm like Two Dog. I liken it to a lighthouse. You know, you be that beacon of light that, you know, if you go back and look at the story of the lighthouse, it's pretty amazing. It's been saved a lot of lives. People know where the rocky shore is, and you lead by example. You're that shining light out there that does for others. And I think that that's what you can do yourself, just by being that shining light, smiling on a brother or sister on a daily basis, throwing positive pebbles, doing a good deed, paying it forward, all those things, wonderful things that you've heard about. That's how you beat back the darkness. It only takes one candle in the darkest cave to light that cave up. Imagine you know, you throw in another one, and now you got a little bit more light, and you got a little bit more heat, and before it's all said and done, you, everyone's gathered in there, you got that thing, you got the darkness beat back, and the darkness cannot win over what is that light that's inside of each and every one of you. I honestly believe that with all that I am. If I didn't believe that, if I didn't have my faith, if I didn't walk the spiritual path or even the trials and tribulations of my lifetime and see the things that I see, I wouldn't be so passionate about what it is I do here. So I'm even thankful for the bad that's happened to me in my life. I'm thankful for the good. I'm overwhelmingly blessed by the presence of every single individual that shows up here at the Knights of the Round Table. I feel honored and humbled, and I feel so grateful for just the opportunity to be able to share these words. Otherwise, it's just me talking to the wall. If there's anything that you've heard on here from 2Dog or Patty or anyone else that's ever been on the Knights of the Round Table, you have tons of podcasts. Go back and find something that you love and share that. Share the link, share the whole podcast, rebroadcast if you like. Do whatever it takes to get this kind of message out there, because the world that we live in, people are being overwhelmed by negativity. And there are those who say negativity breeds negativity. And so if you live around a bunch of negative people, I think you're going to start being pretty negative. And that's a terrible place to be. That whole depression thing, that whole negativity thing, it will drain all your spirit down. It will dim that light that's inside of you down. And we're not trying to dim it down. We're trying to bring it back up because we know the true potential of what is in each and every one of you. That's what the Knights of the Round Table stands for. We have hope for our future. We have hope for our children and our children's children's future and beyond. That's why we do what it is we do. Thank you, everybody, for all your support. Thank you for everything. And once again, I love you too. More than you can imagine. It just so amazes me. Y'all take care. Peace and love. Been listening to the Knights of the Round Table.
What is the dream? The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us, from every nation, come together and make that future a great one.
Old woman! Man, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers.
by hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
There's some lovely filth down here! Oh! How'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed,
bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance whenever we're able. We do routines to call the scenes to put quick in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more debatable. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off to mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right. Hear ye, hear ye. King Shazir's the Terrible. All those who are king, Shazir's the Terrible, and the Knights of the Round Table.